What about arranged marriage? Here are some cautionary tales.
Now, I'm satisfied with the spouses that all of my kids chose. And I'm delighted with they've got good marriages and raising some great grandkids and stuff like that. Now, you see, the reason they were able to make the right choices when I could not have made those choices for them is because they were schooled in knowing human nature, knowing people, judging characteristics of other people, and in what was of value in this world, and they looked for those things that were of value. They could see it from a different perspective than I could, but they ended up making a good choice for themselves. It's one of the most insane things in the world for you to choose the spouse for your kid. We get so many letters from people. A girl wrote the other day and she said, when she grew up, she really loved this fellow and he loved her. They didn't have anything going, but they were in the same circle and they wanted to get married. And so finally they got old enough and the fellow approached the parents and said, I'd like to marry your daughter. And the parents said, well, we've prayed about it, and we don't think so. We don't think you're the right one, because he wasn't charismatic or rich like or gifted or talented or whatever. And so they said no. Well, a couple of years went by, and that fella drifted on off, and a fella came to the church one day that was handsome and smooth and capable and very spiritually minded. And he was around there about 6 months, and he approached them and said, I'd like to maybe consider your daughter. And they looked at each other and prayed about it and said, oh, yes, you definitely can. And so he began to get to know the family, and within about 6 months, they were married. And would you come here and tell, I don't remember the exact details, I want to be precise. How did that turn out?
Terrible. The guy was just a snow guy. You know, he was into pornography. He was into a lot of junk that he'd picked up from pornography. And, of course, she told me in the letter, she said, I was homeschooled and taught to honor and obey my parents all my life, and all I wanted to do was honor them, and I trusted that if they made the choice and they felt led of God, then it's got to be the one. And so she said she still had some feelings for the other fellow, but she put them down because she knew that she wanted God's will. And once she married this guy, you know, I mean, he's into heavy pornography. I don't exactly know how to say it publicly, but he was not a normal fellow. And she has just lived a life of hell for the
last... He wanted queer sex.
3 years. 3 years. And so she's saying... Well, what do I do? I'm all mixed up. Why did God do this to me? You know, and I wrote back, and God didn't do it to her. It was her parents.
We have others that have been paired up by their parents. One girl, her husband had never copulated with her. In how many years? 3 years they'd been married. He wasn't interested. Several letters like that, she said. Some of them, the guys just play with herself. They don't need a wife, really. They get in a circle, and the parents put them together, and they continue to play with herself and leave the wife alone. And these are homeschoolers, all raised together in the same circle, but they're spiritually minded, nice guys, and the parents think they're great. Do you know that a daughter who spends some time will figure those things out before you will? She'll sense that if you've raised her right, that you won't sense, and she will know something's not right there. And so I'd be scared to death to actually be making the choices based on the parentage and the outward appearance and the shallow things that I would see, what I would see in a girl or in a guy. And so, yeah, and the mama's the one that does the arrangement, and it's the mother that cancels the thing. It's usually the mother that says, I just don't have peace from the Lord. We're getting a lot of letters from homeschoolers that married through the betrothal thing or through arranged marriages that are having very, very bad marriages. And we seldom get one from arranged marriage, parent-designed marriage that's good.
Thanks for listening. We hope this helps or encourages you in some way today. As always, remember to check out our ever-changing specials.